Welcome back, everyone, to the deep dive. Today, well, actually, it's November 8th, 2024 today, and we're going to be diving into the world of AI and all the stuff that happened just on this one
Oh,
day.
wow. Yeah, just one day.
Just one day. We've got articles here about AI art being sold for millions of dollars at auctions, AI being used by the U.S. intelligence and defense agencies, and even AI that can bring old family photos to life.
Wow, that's quite a range.
It really is.
Oh.
So the big question is November 8th, 2024, the day that AI really stepped into the spotlight? And what does all this mean for all of us?
Well, it certainly seems like a pivotal day just from what you're saying. I'm really curious to dive into the details.
Me too. Okay, let's jump right in. This first headline really caught my eye. An AI-created portrait was sold for $1.2 million at Sotheby's.
You're kidding.
Nope. The piece is called AI God, and it's a super realistic image of Alan Turing, created by the AI artist, Aidé. They were only expecting it to sell for like $100,000. So the sale price is like a huge deal in the art world.
That's incredible. I mean, to me, that says that the art world is starting to recognize AI art as like legitimate, you know? But it also brings up these really interesting questions about like what we value in art in the first place.
Right, like is it the skill,
Yeah.
the emotion, the creative process itself? And in
Okay.
this case, that creative process was algorithms and data, which really challenges the traditional idea of like an artist, you know?
Absolutely. It's making us rethink what it means to create art.
And it's not just about the money either. Aidé actually called this artwork AI God, a dialogue about technology, which I think adds a whole other layer of complexity to this whole thing.
It's like we're living in a science fiction novel or
I
something.
know, it's art imitating life and life imitating art.
Exactly.
Bah.
And speaking of blurring lines, another headline that caught my attention was about Anthropic's Claude AI being adopted by U.S. intelligence and defense agencies.
Whoa. Now, this is where things get really interesting. We're talking about AI being used for data analysis,
Whoa.
pattern recognition, and even putting together intelligence reports super fast. It's basically like AI is being brought in to help them understand complex stuff and see things that human analysts might miss.
It makes sense. AI is really good at that kind of thing. But it's important to know exactly how it's being used, right?
Yeah.
I mean, are they using it to develop autonomous weapon systems?
That's a good question.
Because I read that they are specifically using Claude AI for things like, analyzing huge data sets, identifying potential threats. But there are limitations in place to prevent its use in developing autonomous weapon systems or conducting cyber operations.
Oh, that's good. It seems like they're taking the ethical side of things seriously.
Yeah, which is encouraging because when you're talking about warfare and AI, the potential consequences are huge.
No kidding. I mean, think about AI making life or death decisions on the battlefield. It's kind of terrifying.
It is. But it's not all doom and gloom, right? There are some pretty fun AI developments happening too.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Like ByteDance unveiling their X-Portrait 2 technology. They're the company behind TikTok.
Yeah.
And they created this tool that can animate static images, like with crazy realism,
Right.
using just one reference video.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the tech behind that?
I think it uses a GAN.
A Jan.
Yeah, a generative adversarial network.
Oh, right.
So basically, there are two neural networks that are like competing with each other. One tries to make images that look real, and the other trying to figure out if the images are real or fake.
So they learn from each other.
Exactly. And through that process, the AI learns to create images that are almost impossible to tell apart from real photos.
Wow.
So imagine taking those old family photos and
I got
bringing
it.
them to life. You could see your great grandparents smiling and moving like you're going back in time.
That's incredible. I mean, that would be amazing for old family photos.
Yeah.
But I bet that tech could also revolutionize things like animation and visual effects.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Think about all the time and money it takes to create realistic CGI characters for movies. With this technology, animators could create lifelike characters way faster, and it could open up so many possibilities for storytelling and visual experiences.
Totally.
But, it's not all fun and games in the world of AI. One thing that's a growing concern is misinformation and the potential for AI to be used to create and spread fake news.
Yeah, that's a big one.
But luckily, Google DeepMind is working on that problem with their synthetic text tool.
Oh, I read about that. It's like a digital watermark for AI-generated text.
Right. It puts like an invisible signal in the text so you can
Yeah.
tell where it came from.
So you can know if it was made by a human or by AI.
Exactly. It could be a big help in the fight against fake news.
Especially now when it's getting harder and harder to tell the difference.
Yeah, it's like how do you know what to trust anymore?
Right.
But this tool could help us figure that out.
It's like a tool for trust in the digital age. But, you know, all this talk about AI and misinformation, it kind of reminds me of the whole global AI arms race that's happening.
Oh, yeah.
I was reading a report in the Financial Times about how all these big AI companies are lining up to give their tech to defense agencies all over the world.
It's a little scary to think about AI being used for military purposes.
It is.
And it's not just the U.S. that's doing it either. The report said that China is using Meta's open source Llama model for their military, too.
Oh, wow. Open source meaning anyone can use and change the code for the Llama model.
Right.
Which is great for research and stuff.
Yeah.
But it also makes you wonder, how will this technology be used? Could it be used in dangerous ways?
Yeah, that's a big concern.
It seems like a real possibility. And if we're not careful, we could end up in an AI arms race.
Yeah.
With countries competing to have the most powerful AI weapons.
It's a scary thought. We really need to think about the risks involved here.
And try to find ways to cooperate internationally so we can prevent things from getting out of control.
Absolutely. These are definitely some big questions that we need to be thinking about. And this is just the beginning. November 8th saw a ton of other AI advancements, too. Like, Microsoft is putting their AI assistant Copilot into all their standard subscriptions. So millions more people will have access to it.
That's a big step.
And Black Forest Labs is making their text-to-image model even better.
I wonder what they'll be able to create with that.
And get this. Wendy's is using AI to manage their supply chain.
Really? Like, how many burgers to make?
I guess so. It might not be as exciting as a robot artist, but it shows how AI is changing all kinds of industries.
Even the way we get our fast food.
I know, it's crazy.
It really makes you think. AI is impacting pretty much everything we do.
It is. It's kind of mind-blowing. So much happened on November 8th, and we've only just scratched the surface. We need to take a deeper dive into some of these developments and really explore what they mean for all of us.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
So it's not just Wendy's and their burgers, right? We've also got Mistral releasing this new API that can moderate content in like a bunch of different languages. Like, it's basically a super filter for the internet, especially with all this AI generated stuff popping up everywhere.
Right. It's like we're developing AI tools that could be harmful, but then also using AI to try to combat those threats. It's a bit of a paradox.
Totally. And then you have Kria AI, which lets regular people train their own AI models. Which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because it means AI isn't just for, like, big tech companies anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely democratizing AI.
Right.
Giving more people access to this technology.
Imagine, like, a fashion designer using AI to come up with totally new patterns and styles. Or a musician using AI to create new sounds.
The possibilities are pretty much endless.
Totally. Speaking of possibilities, have you seen Xpeng robot? It's called Iron.
Mm.
And it's, like, 6 feet tall with these crazy dexterous hands. And it's all powered by their own AI chip.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like straight out of a movie. Makes you wonder what kinds of jobs robots will be doing in the future. And we can't forget about Nest Research launching their public chatbot.
Nest Chat.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. It seems like every company is coming out with their own chatbot now.
Right. It's like AI conversation is about to become a part of everyday life.
Imagine having a personal AI assistant that can schedule your appointments. Brainstorm ideas with you. Even write your emails.
I know. It's both exciting and a little overwhelming. Like, AI is everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's changing everything so fast.
It is a lot to take in. And we need to remember, AI isn't perfect.
Right. Like, it's not all sunshine and roses. There are some potential downsides, too.
Yeah. Like, as AI gets better at doing jobs that humans currently do, we need to be prepared for that and think about how we can adapt.
Like, maybe we need better education and training programs to help people learn new skills for this AI-powered world.
Exactly. And we also need to be careful about bias in AI systems.
Oh, yeah, that's important. If the data that AI is trained on is biased, then the AI itself will be biased, too.
Right. And that could lead to all sorts of problems. So we need to make sure that AI is being developed ethically and that we have diverse teams working on these technologies so that AI is fair and equitable for everyone.
It's a shared responsibility, for sure. Yeah. We all need to be involved in shaping the future of AI.
It's kind of crazy to think that everything we've talked about so far happened in just one day.
Yeah, November 8th,
yeah.
2024. It's definitely going to be remembered as a major turning point in AI history.
I think so, too. What do you think the long-term impact of all this will be?
That's a tough question. But I think it's safe to say that AI is moving from science fiction into reality. and we all need to figure out how to navigate this new world together.
It's both exciting and a little scary.
I agree.
Like, what does it mean for our jobs, for our society as a whole?
Those are the big questions.
Yeah.
And there aren't any easy answers.
I guess we're all just figuring this out as we go along.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah. I think it's important to approach AI with a sense of curiosity and possibility.
Yeah.
But also with a healthy dose of caution.
Yeah, we need to be informed and engaged.
And adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
Because the AI landscape is changing so fast.
And a lot of this development is happening in the private sector,
yeah.
Which makes you think about regulation and accountability.
That's true. What role should governments play in all this?
Yeah. Should they be more involved in shaping AI policy, or should we just let innovation happen in the private sector?
It's a tough question. There are good arguments on both sides.
I think the important thing is that we're having these conversations and thinking about the potential consequences of different approaches.
Yeah, right.
Because the future of AI is something we all need to be thinking about and working together to shape.
I agree.
It's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity to create a future where AI benefits everyone.
I'm optimistic about the future of AI.
Yeah.
But I also think we need to be realistic about the potential risks.
Yeah, it's a balancing act. But if we approach it thoughtfully and ethically, I think we can make AI a force for good in the world.
I think so.
Thinking back to November 8th.
It's clear that we're at a crossroads.
Yeah. It's a moment of both great promise and great responsibility.
What kind of future will we create with AI?
It's up to all of us to decide.
That's a powerful thought.
So for everyone listening.
Right.
What are your thoughts on all this? It's wild to think about everything we've talked about today, you know. $1 million AI art. Robots that can walk and talk. It's easy to get caught up in all that and think, well, that's cool, but what does it have to do with me? But the truth is, AI is already a part of your life in so many ways, even if you don't realize it.
Absolutely. Think about it. That next Microsoft Office update, probably going to have Copilot built right in, ready to help you with your presentations and spreadsheets.
Oh, yeah. And what about when you're scrolling through TikTok? You might see someone using XPortrait to animate an old photo, maybe even one of your family photos.
Exactly.
Or hey, even that quick trip to Wendy's, AI is probably working behind the scenes to make sure they have enough fries for everyone.
It's true. AI is everywhere these days, even if we don't always see it.
It's like we're living in that sci-fi future we used to imagine.
Only it's happening gradually.
Yeah, bit by bit.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny. We're talking about all this amazing AI, and it reminds me of that painting we talked about earlier, AI God, created by an AI. It's like a reflection of us, our technology, and all the questions we're facing right now.
Really is.
It makes me think of something Alan Turing said once. He's considered like the father of computer science. He said, "We can only see a short distance ahead, but we can see plenty there that needs to be done."
That's a great quote. And it's so relevant to where we are with AI today. We may not have all the answers, but we can see the challenges ahead.
Yeah.
The opportunities and the potential problems.
And that's where you come in, the listener.
Yeah.
What stood out to you from our conversation today? What made you curious? What are you excited about or maybe a little worried about when it comes to this future with AI?
These are important questions to consider, and we encourage you to keep exploring them.
Yeah. Don't just take our word for it.
Yeah.
Go out and do your own research. Read different perspectives. Talk to people who are working on AI. Talk to people who are skeptical of it.
Because the future of AI isn't being decided by a few people in a lab. It's being shaped by all of us.
That's right. It's a conversation that needs everyone at the table, sharing their own experiences, their own values, and their own vision for the future.
So stay informed, stay engaged, and let's work together to make this AI-powered future a good one for everyone.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive into the world of AI. But the conversation definitely doesn't end here. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.